With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We do it virtually every week, guys. We get a chance to talk to the Hawks CEO. His name is Steve Koonin. And before we get into some Hawks conversation, you ready for the Super Bowl, my man?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be insane in this town. I am really, really happy about the concerts. We got three unbelievable nights of concerts, a lot of parties planned, and it should be really, really something.
Yeah, you guys are kind of like the epicenter of all the fun and stuff going down. And here's the question, Steve, because we were talking earlier about Super Bowl weekend. We've been to a bunch of Super Bowls. I know you as a big macha in the entertainment business have been. But do you have any juice to get us into the big parties? You know, the Playboy party, the Maxim party. I mean, can we ride it on your coattails?
No. 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 You know, it's funny. With the three concerts we have, it's sad I can't actually use all these party invitations that I've been getting, which I am very appreciative of.
Really?
They are. It says at the bottom, non-transferable.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
Well, I mean,
I apologize.
I mean, I do know some people in the movie industry that can make me look like you. I'm just saying.
Hey, go for it.
Okay. But I'll need the tickets.
Who am I? I'm Steve Koonin.
That's who I am.
Okay. Well, yeah, that won't even get you into a movie theater or a telephone booth. Give it a shot. See how it goes.
Steve Koonin, our guest here on Dukes and Bell. All right. Why are we winning? What's going on? Mike and I went down to the Oklahoma City game. Fun, entertaining game. And we've said this, guys. If you've not been to State Farm Arena, you need to make your way down there. I'll tell you a quick story. I went to a little coffee place over by my house. And the folks in there know me, and I walked in, and one of the waitresses said, I couldn't believe it. I went to the game the other night, and I had so much fun. And she had not been to the State Farm Arena. She had not been down there to the renovated, you know, State Farm. And she was talking about how her and her husband absolutely loved it, and they had a good time. But she said the shocker was we were actually in the game. And I said, yeah, they've been playing really well as of late.
Well, you know, the conundrum, word of the day, is when you roll out Collins, Trey Young, and Kevin Huerter, and they get 56 points and 20-something rebounds and 20-something assists, you're giving your young guys minutes, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're not trying to lose. We never have tried to lose, but we want to get our young guys minutes. And when they put on a 142-point performance, you take a step back and applaud. We are in the professional sports business. We're going to compete every minute. Our roster is young, and therefore, we're disadvantaged in a lot of games, but we're 8-7 over the last 15, and it's not that we're doing anything except giving our young guys minutes, and they're responding, which I think bodes incredibly well for our future.
No joke, Steve. As Steve Koonin joins us here, brought to you by Kumho Tires, our man Puffy K, Hawks CEO. It was a fantastic vibe. Herter's been money. You talked about John Collins, who's getting better and better, and Trey. I mean, it was an electric atmosphere. We all got swept up in it, and there'll be plenty of time to lose games after the All-Star break.
So, what other parties are you interested in?
No, I'm just
can get you into a few.
No. I mean, look, we all know what the plan is. There is a plan, and I know you cannot address it because you want to get you in trouble, like Mark Cuban.
To develop our young players,
right? And it's working.
There's a result for doing that, and it's working. And that's what we should be talking about and getting excited about, that the plan is working. However, I said we understand both sides of the coin, and I hear you.
Right,
I hear you.
Steve Koonin, I'll tell you, man, and when you talk about, you know, all these things coming to the city, Mike and I have been talking about this, and you know, we want to put our best face on when all these folks come to town, right? And, you know, there's some things out of our control, Mother Nature, the weather. But what as far as things that you've heard about or thing, you know, the big wigs you've been talking to around town that are important to make sure Atlanta puts its best face on?
Well, I think the TSA issue at the airport is a new and real wrinkle. And that's very concerning. Not getting into politics or anything.
Right, right.
But having people have a, you know, 5-hour wait or a terrible experience. If you've been to a Super Bowl before, it's like a giant evacuation on Monday morning.
Right.
And that's the last impression people get of the city. So that has, you know, that has me concerned. And hopefully there can be a resolution and a solve for that. The weather, impacted us terribly in 2000, 19 years ago. I was there, and it was a real, real issue. And what I'm hoping is it can be, you know, I'm looking at my thermometer in my car right now. It's 59 degrees, and the sun's peeking out. Let it be like this. Let Atlanta shine.
Right.
You know, for the national championship football game, the weather could not have been nastier. You know, I mean, that cold rain as we stood outside for a long time. So I'm hoping for mild weather. I'm hoping that a lot of people come downtown, but come down on MARTA, come to the concerts, you know, plan smartly. And I think it's our time to shine. I think this city is going to be electric. The four best teams have made the finals, which rarely happens. And it's going to be interesting to see who plays here. It'll be really interesting.
It is our weekly visit with Steve Coonan, guys, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. And if you're just tuning in, there's State Farm. They got a bunch of big concerts going on, a lot of stuff going down around town, concerts in Centennial Olympic Park, stuff at Atlantic Station. I mean, as we said, we're just fingers crossed for the weather. What do you think, though, man? Are you a little nervous about those Saints coming to town? Do you think the Rams can get it done?
Well, I think home field advantage at this round of the playoffs is the most important thing you can have. So, while I don't think I think the Saints coming to town will also be a really different dynamic, because they're not going to, a lot of their fans won't fly to town. Mm-hmm. A lot of their fans won't need hotel rooms. A lot of their fans, you know, it's a different city than a Los Angeles, which, you know, truly hasn't called the Rams its own, even in the pecking order. I don't even think they're third in that city.
Right.
So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. And then from New England, who has it down so pat, they have their own, their decor people and their party planners were in town this week.
Yeah,
they've been so often. They literally have their own division for party planning and decor. So Kansas City coming in could be really interesting, because they haven't been in the Super Bowl in a long, long time. And I think they've got a dynamic team that could be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, listen, either way, we get the biggest event in the world. I mean, we have some rooting interest and some things we're hoping that play out, but we have no control over that, you know. And all we can do is put on a great event and hopefully, as Mike and I say, get in the mix for future Super Bowls, because that's really what we're trying to do, right? I mean, we know this is not going to be, hopefully, our only opportunity to host one. I don't know when it'll be another one, but we don't want it to be 20 years from now, right?
No, but we got March Madness next year.
That's
so
right.
We're teed up really well.
Right.
And, you know, now's the time to shine. You've got unbelievable facilities downtown. You've got a city that's only on the rise. And let the world stiff. Let them stick us and experience us. And I think it's going to be fantastic.
All right, Big Steve. Have a great weekend, brother. I'll be talking to you down the road.
Two games, guys, coming up. Big one with the Celtics tomorrow night. Few tickets left. And then Monday, MLK Day, a 3:30 game. And a fabulous way to spend the day. The commissioner of the NBA will be coming in. It's going to be a big day.
Nice. Well, again, get your tickets, guys. Go to Hawks.com and see what you got. And we were just up there, like, as we said, for the Thunder game. The amenities, everything's just state-of-the-art. And just so cool, everybody can walk around and circumnavigate State Farm. It's a blast.
Thank you, gentlemen. Everybody have a great weekend. And I look forward to seeing what our Super Bowl is going to look like here.
All right, Steve Coonan, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be calling for those invites. Thanks, Steve.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.